to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Joining us today is America's belly fat fighter and nationally recognized nutrition and fitness expert. She has contributed her expertise to national media outlets such as the Doctors and Prevention magazine, and she's the author of the best-selling book, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies and the 2-Day Diabetes Diet. Here to help us lose weight and get healthy, welcome back to the show, Erin Polinsky. Here is Dr. David Friedman.
Erin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Oh, you too. It's always great having you here. You share such great information. You know, while your books help people lose overall body weight, you're particularly concerned with belly fat. Share with us why belly fat doesn't just mean not fitting into your skinny jeans, but it can actually be life-threatening.
Absolutely. And when you think about where belly fat lies in your body, it's really in the closest proximity to all of your major organs. And it's not just fat that's there for energy, it's actually metabolically active. So this excess fat is producing chemicals and toxins and extra hormones that really are interfering with how all of our vital organs function. So if we slim down the belly fat, not only do we feel better in our genes, but our health benefits as well.
So you're saying basically the fat, like under a woman's arms, is basically something she feels unattractive, she wants to lose, but it's not life-threatening. The fat at the belly is also probably something they want to lose and feel is unattractive, but it's life-threatening, correct?
Exactly, right. Even if you're not considered overweight or obese, but your waistline is expanding over the years, you're at an increased risk for heart disease and even type 2 diabetes. So it's really important that you focus on that particular area and try to keep your waistline as slim as possible to help keep yourself healthy.
See, that brings up a good point, because they may be, you know, thin elsewhere, but just have a little bit of that extra belly, and that's still an issue as well. Is there any different method of losing belly fat compared to other parts of the body? I know people tend to do more sit-ups, and they believe that's the answer. Do you agree? Are sit-ups the cure-all for belly fat?
Unfortunately not, because sit-ups are going to strengthen the core muscles, but its belly fat is actually lying below the abdominal wall. That's why when you see someone who has a beer belly, it's hard to the touch. It's not that soft fat we can pinch with our fingers. It actually hangs in towards our organs. So what's most important is general physical activity. So sit-ups can be part of that, but being physically active at least 60 minutes every day, and then also right. Eating nutrients that help to slim belly fat, like omega-3 fatty acids, whole grains, and vitamin C.
Gotcha. I mean, you bring up a good point where, you know, people doing sit-ups, they're just working that muscle, but underneath that, you're saying there's that visceral fat, and,
right.
and that you're not going to touch that by doing sit-ups. You have to do overall systemic fat loss, correct?
Right. You got to get your heart rate up with cardiovascular exercise, right. And then you also want to do strength training, which sit-ups can be part of that, to build
right.
more muscle, because that helps to build the metabolism. But you can't just do, you know, 100 sit-ups every day and that's it. You need to really be physically active for at least that 60 minutes every day.
That makes sense. What about people that exercise, they eat right, they're doing everything, but they want to indulge at the end of the day with a cocktail or maybe a couple glasses of wine? Is that counterproductive to a weight loss plan? I know we've heard alcohol really presents belly fat.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it in moderation. So if you want to have a cocktail at the end of the day, a best choice would be to do a glass of wine, but you have to remember that a glass is equal to 4 ounces, so it's not a huge glass. For women, it's recommended 1 glass a day, and for men, up to 2. But if you're drinking more than that, then it can be detrimental to weight loss, it's excess calories, and it can make you store more belly fat as well.
Right, and you mentioned, you know, a glass a day. Now, I know, folks, that the bottle's made out of glass. That's not what she
exactly.
means by a glass a day. One glass, it's the bottle.
I know, even the wine glasses themselves are so large. And when you think of 4 ounces is a half a cup. So what I like to tell my clients is just take a measuring cup and put water in your wine glass to see what 4 ounces really looks like.
Right.
And that's your glass. You know, it's very eye-opening, because most of us pour a little heavy-handed.
A lot of people thinking 4 ounces is just my taster, and then I pour the rest. That's just my to get wet the palate. That's 4 ounces.
Exactly.
But, you know, you bring up a good point. So yeah, I guess, you know, indulging beyond that would increase the belly fat, but the small amounts are good for you as well. Now I know, you know, in your book Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, you list over 40 delicious belly burning recipes. Is there any example of foods that help burn belly fat? Is there anything you can recommend for us to increase in our diet?
Yeah, so when we're looking at, you know, one of the best ones for belly fat are walnuts. I know, and you were talking about walnuts as far as memory goes as well. Walnuts are fantastic because walnuts are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which we know lowers the stress hormones in our body. And when those stress hormones are elevated, they're going to make our body store more belly fat. And then on the same side, because they're rich in fiber, healthy fat, and protein, they're really filling. So a small amount helps you to stay satisfied and really helps you to reduce your overall calorie intake for the day.
So that makes sense. So reach for the walnuts. That makes sense. Is it almonds, or is that a good option as well?
Almonds are a great option. Almonds don't have the omega-3 fatty acids, but they do have monounsaturated fats. And there's a lot of research that links diets rich in monounsaturated fats with slimmer waistlines and also improved cardiac health. So they're a great option as well.
Got it. Is there a different approach for men and women when it comes to losing overall weight or belly fat, or is it pretty much treated the same?
It's similar. However, when you look at a woman that's going through menopause or has gone through menopause, you really want to focus, too, on trying to raise metabolism back. You tend to lose lean body mass, like muscle mass, more fast during menopause. And when we lose lean body mass, our metabolism slows more dramatically. That's why you'll find a lot of women, even though they're staying the same weight, they're feeling like their body composition's changing and they're gaining more body fat and less muscle tone. So during that period of time, it's really essential that they're getting enough lean protein in their diet and they're doing some form of strength training a few times a week to maintain that muscle mass.
Yeah, that's important because I've had people that exercise and they seem to eat right and then they get menopause and they gain, so they've got to probably bring it up a notch or two, correct? Because, you know, their metabolism changes.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, like you said, they've been exercising for a long period of time. Sometimes if we do the same thing over and over, our body gets used to it. So it's really important that you're constantly changing up your workout routine and challenging yourself so that your muscles are constantly working at their hardest, and then you're going to see those results.
Yeah, variety, the spice of life, it really makes a difference with muscles as well. Yeah, that great.
Exactly.
You know, as you know, I'm a big fan of Belly Fat Diet Book for Dummies, and I really believe I believe it's one of the most thorough books ever written combining proper diet, cooking, exercise, and nutrition. I mean, it has it all, and To Your Good Health Radio is excited to include this book as part of our whole body transformation system. This is a total program, folks, that encompasses whole food nutrition, Aaron's book on achieving permanent weight loss, and Denise Austin, America's favorite fitness expert, shows you how to get fit in a flash. And if you want information on the whole body transformation, you can go to yourgoodhealthradio.com. And in the minute or so we have left, could you offer us, Aaron, maybe a food or ingredient in a food we should avoid? Is there like a public enemy number one that you say stay away from?
Yes, absolutely. And I know it's depressing to hear, but anything that's a refined carbohydrate, you know, white flours, lots of added sugars, we can have these in moderation on occasion. But if you're having a large amount of those in your diet on a regular basis, they're spiking your blood sugar, your insulin levels are going up, so therefore you're storing fat versus burning it, and also can have a detrimental impact on your health, raising your risk for heart disease as well as diabetes.
Great. For bread, do you recommend rye bread? I've heard that actually helps decrease fat.
Rye bread's a great choice because it's a whole grain. Even sourdough bread, and also any of 100% whole grain bread. So as long as you're choosing a bread where that first ingredient is a whole grain and it doesn't say enriched flour, then you're going to be making a good choice.
See, good point, because people are so afraid of bread, and people love bread. And this is great
right.
to know that
the,
you know,
the
you
right
have to get away from it. Just make the right choice of bread. Exactly. That makes sense. That's great, great information, Aaron. Always great to have you on the show. You share such great insights with us.
Thank you so much. Well, it's so great to be here.
Thank you so much, Aaron. You do always share such great insights. To learn more about Aaron Polinsky or her best-selling books, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies and 2-Day Diabetes Diet, you can go to aaronpolinsky.com. That's aaronpolinsky.com. You can follow Aaron on Twitter at DietExpertNJ. And to learn more about the whole body transformation, go to toyourgoodhealthradio.com. That is toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can always follow Dr. David Friedman at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter. So remember to listen to this show, share it with your friends, listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Stay tuned and stay well.